Blog Talk Radio.
I will stand up and fight for all rights. I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. It's a troubled world, yes I know. The signs of the times, yes it shows. See corruption as it grows. When will it end? Only Jaja knows. And so much injustice, gotta fight it. Good over evil must prevail. Is all we know, but wisdom is too much for a fool, cause we've got the knowledge, a way which you mold them, Jah is in control.
Georgia, South Carolina, we'll send something out.
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm, patient turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're going to say.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Recognizing historical factors, Dr. Martin Luther King was killed April 4, 1968 at the Lorraine Motel, fighting for the rights of poor people throughout the world. God bless him and his legacy. Here we are once again. It's Sunday night. It's the East Different World Federation Commerce Incorporated with your host with the most informative person, the next Oprah Winfrey, I guess, in information and data and facts, and uncovering all those things that we cover up. Let's give a nice hand to your host, the gracious Mrs. Sadie Gomez. Give her a nice hand.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much, Dr. Winborn. Dr. Robinson, oh my gosh, I'm mixing up the doctors, for your wonderful introduction and all these big hats that you gave me to fill. And, of course, this is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated from Local 26 Woman Auxiliary coming to you live and alive. It's Sunday evening, and it's a wonderful Sunday evening to my wonderful Sunday audience. This is also your show, and you know what we do over here. We take it from under the rug. This is the place where we examine the news. We love to do the news and decide or whatever is going on. We simply take it from under the rug. We examine it, and sometimes we put it back. But most of all, what we seek for the truth. Certainly, we know the truth will set us free. And this is what we do on this side of town. So come with your truths, come with your knowledge, for each one teaches one. On this Sunday evening, on this side of town, it's a wonderful place to be. It's a safe place to be. We are among family, and of course we do it for we, the black people of the world, the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, which is a body of black people under one umbrella. Maybe we have different thoughts, different agendas, but all in all, we, the black people of the world, we know that we are rising as a people, as a federation, and surely we want to come together within that unified sort of way. But here we are on a wonderful Sunday evening, as I just said. What we do here is what we do. Looking at the news, what was going on this week in New York City and felt also in New Jersey and other certain parts, Long Island. On Friday around 10:23 a.m., there was an earthquake. An earthquake 4.8 on the Richter scale. It was felt by many, seeing it was a conversation to be held, since many people that I spoke to felt it. Me, on a personal level, I didn't feel it. I kind of felt a little strangeness after close to 6 o'clock, and I understood there was an aftershock of 4.2 around 5:45 or somewhere thereof. I think I kind of feel something around that time. See, I was more still around that time and sort of kind of expecting if there would have been an aftershock anyway. So here we are in New York experiencing this. New Jersey felt it as well. We saw the Statue of Liberty shaking a little. Some of the comedians, they had a field day with that information. They said the Statue of Liberty was twerking. It was kind of funny, but not so funny. There's also a picture going around on the internet, which is, of course, you know, our big news area, since journalists are now under gag orders. where we see the Statue of Liberty was being struck by lightning. It's a wonderful picture. If I can show you what is radio, nobody can show you this picture. For some people who I have their numbers, I will send it to your phones. This has been bizarre. We are looking at a very serious time within our existence, a time we have heard about since our grandmother's time, a time we have come to know about to be a very serious time, a time which we choose to call the end time for most of us who are here long enough and don't understand that one day, very close to a time till now, we will experience some very strange events as which was written in the days of old. We heard that there will be prophecies for the end time. Prophecies even the great prophet Daniel was told is not for his time, but for a time and time and half a time, which is the time in which we are living in now. For Daniel did not see those things, and he was told, but yet we know we would come to live to see this time, or even our children, our grandchildren, but it's so quickly approaching us that we know it's any day now. I am not telling you that the skies are going to burst and the Christ is going to come down from the sky in the great rapture. I am not preaching that. I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but there are so many things that are going to happen before that happens. So let us prepare for the things that are going to happen while we wait on that have to happen. For the words is truth, and the very word have said it. But since we do not know what is the time and the hour of the returning of the Christ, because no one knows of the time and the hour, but yet we were told to look for the signs for when that time will be near. So we are seeing signs and seasons and times of which it's not easy to decipher within certain times, but yet we know we are entering into a new time. And for the very wise ones on this station, in the studio, they understand what I'm talking about because they have sat here and sat with me and understand the time. For the time we are heading into within this here dispensation is a very serious time in which one, I can say to you today, as we just entered into April, it's a joyous time indeed. I can wish you a very happy New Year at this time. But yet, while we celebrate and we understand and we try to digest what I just said, because you know you're saying, my God, I thought it was the 1st of January, but that too was a lie. You know what we do on this side of tongue. We unveil the truth. So we are seeing that this here time, we are waiting in less than 24 hours, I should say, or just about, for a change. We're having a solar eclipse, which will enter into our area possibly around 3 o'clock. For other areas, there would be different time which the darkness will fall upon the earth and the eclipse will be shown some areas, the totality, so that day will be turning to night for a short period of time, which will they estimate 4 minutes. I say, my gosh, I hope it's not neighboring, because then that's 23 minutes and we didn't prepare for that. But yet, whatever is going on, or whatever is going on, for we know not the time or the hour, the government has found it necessary to place tomorrow as a very special day in terms of the issuing a state of emergency in many areas, many counties. Essex County and other counties, to name a few. Before now, 2 weeks ago, there was a closure of schools in the Long Island area particularly, and among certain designated schools in the New York City area that had decided that tomorrow would not be a good time for the children to be outside. For whatever it is, we think 4 minutes cannot be so dangerous. And how could 4 minutes be so dangerous that we are locking things down? What is going to go on in this 4 minutes? 4 minutes has not been dangerous at all, because who pays attention to 4 minutes? It goes by so quickly. We pay attention to hour, perhaps. If we're running late, we're like, oh my God, I will not make it in this hour, I'm running late. But 4 minutes can slip by because no one pays attention to that time. Today, somehow, we are learning to pay attention to time, which will be very important to us as we go along this month, particularly. And again, I want to say to you, Happy New Year. So we're in such a time whereby we are seeing that 4 minutes can be so deadly that the authorities have found it necessary to have us under a state of emergency for such a time. I don't know what's happening. I wish I knew, but maybe sometimes too much information, that can weigh me down. But NASA is sending up 3 rockets into the atmosphere. Oh, I can't say they're sending to the moon, because you know that's a different story for a different day. But into the eclipse, I would say, or they're reported. I'm just wondering why NASA is sending 3 rockets into the eclipse, something they've never done before. And this is the first time that they're doing so. But more interestingly enough to know, you know how we dig things from under the rug. Well, this was hardly under the rug. It was just in your face, as if you can interpret it, or if you feel like you want to digest something like this. But the rockets were named Serpent Deity. I found it quite interesting. Why would they name it that? With all the names in the world, I mean, that's what they want to name it? Or is there a purpose why things are named a certain way for certain reasons? Because really, nothing is in isolation. So therefore, they would like to have a correlation with the serpent. I guess the old crooked serpent, perhaps. Well, we know for who we serve, and their God may not be our God, and we understand and we know who we serve, and there are people among us who serve a different interest, a different God, and their agendas will be different, and they are named CERN, C-E-R-N, and they are right there in Switzerland. Some of us know about it, some don't, but you know, we learn things as we go along. Please use your Google, it's right there. They're not hiding anything, especially the big dances that they do, and they're having their ritualistic satanic ceremonies, and they dance their hearts away, open public, and they're doing rituals right there. But then they say the Africans, we do voodoo and Obi and magic, but I guess they learn from us, so now they just put on the white clothes, so they make their own look a little pretty, so that now is called white magic, and it's not as sinful as the black magic. So I guess, you know, again, white privileges, they get away with the same kind of whatever, what can we call it? But they are dancing their hearts away as they open portals. Demons are moving to and fro, and if you believe in angels, you better believe in demons, because yes, that's true. Oh, yes, it's night and day, demons and angels, all that's happening as we speak. Good and evil do exist. Good conquers evil because Father is still in charge. My God, he's still sitting on his throne. The Almighty has not left his throne. The earth is his footstool and he's still here. There'll come a time, however, when we'll not feel the presence of the Almighty God, and we might be praying till our hearts are filled and tears are running down our cheeks, and we'll be calling for him, and he will not be there, because there will come that time when there'll be the absence of the Holy Spirit upon the earth. But I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I want to let you open your eyes and understand and know what is going on. Well, you know, your churches would not tell you, your pastors would hardly tell you, but this is church here, same time. So I'm just letting you all know, understand the scriptures and understand the time. We watch into the sky and we try, and we see differences, and we try to examine what is going on. We look to the stars as the three wise men did in that time. Yet, who can tell us what? It's not the same time we lived in, when men were closer to the Almighty God and men had a communication with the Heavenly Father and heavenly things, because their interest was within the spiritual realms. Their heart and their treasures were not laid up on earth, but were laid up in the heavens. So therefore, it was easier for man to communicate within the heavens and to know what is going on within the spiritual realms. But now man has strayed so far from God, and they have been so distracted by everything that's going on. Women also, because I do understand, I hear that there are more women in hell than men. I'm not too sure because, you know, I haven't been there. But I'm just saying, I've heard that news. I said, my God, I have to watch that video because this is so alarming. But all the same, mankind as a whole has strayed far from the Almighty God. And here is the punishment. He promised us. And here we are. Our father have eaten of the sour grapes and the churned teeth and edge. Yes, it is so true. But we pray for a certain and early delivery of such a thing. We know and we are soon finding out, but for those of us who already know and for those of us who listen to the show, we already know Jesus Christ was black. But for those who are finding out, it's a big alarming situation. My gosh, it's a big hullabaloo. I said, my gosh, the only people who are really, really going to be so upset is the white people. It's not that we are trying to drop shade and we're throwing words, you know. Just in case there are any white people listening to the station, you know, just say this Sunday, we make love on the side of tongue and we are very kind. But, you know, we examine the truth, and sometimes I heard the truth can hurt, but the truth set you free. So all we are really doing is freedom, because we want everybody to be free on the side of tongue. We hold no hostages, we take no slaves, no, we don't do that. Black people are not good in slavery, we have never done slavery, we have never taken slaves, we would not even know what it's like. We don't have that spirit, you see. Other people have done slavery and they felt comfortable about it, but now that we're going to talk about it, the white people are shaking their booties. But I'm just telling you, it was Vladdy that did it. Vladimir Putin, yes, my friend Vladdy. He did that and he said, white people, beware, because the niggers that you thought were unimportant, you know, the black ones with the melanin skin, you know, the ones that walk around proud and say, I'm proud to be black, yes, those are the children of the Most High, yes, they are Judah. All of them that were taken and that transatlantic slave ship business, that was Judah. Now, the white people are saying, oh, I did not do it. Oh, no, you did not do it. You are benefiting from it. And it was your great-grandmother did it. Oh, I knew my grandmother. She didn't do it. No, it was her, probably her great-grandmother did it, but it was 400 years ago. You only didn't live long enough to tell the story, but yes, you all did it. So now you don't want the responsibility and take the responsibility that, yes, you were part of slavery. Yes, you were part of slavery. And if you say you didn't do it, maybe you didn't do it because there's a body of people who would not claim they did it. I'm telling you, they're walking around with the curls and they are holier than thou, and they would not put any of their hands into that, because they want the record to show that they are the God's children. And the Bible tells us in Revelation who they are. They are the synagogue of Satan. But they started it as well. And the Islam, it was, you know, you all do not escape as well, because if we want to examine truths, you all had your hands in it. You all had black people in slavery. So when I see the whole story going on with Palestine and Israel and the whole story, you all have some wicked atrocities to pay for as well. Now is the judgment. Babies and children are getting killed and people say, oh my God, a big hoopla. I ain't even putting my hands in that. God is still on his throne. He said, when I judge, I shall judge righteously. And those people and their great-grandparents have also put black people into slavery. You are beaten to be a Muslim. I tell people, how could you like something so much if they had to beat you for you to get into it? No. Your spirituality is deep inside. You know you're children of the Most High. But if you have to beat me for me to believe in something, I don't think I will believe it, because the bruises will be too much. I'll be still soothing those bruises. What I'm trying to understand, Are you telling me you're a good person and I just got awakened for me to believe in what you believe in? I don't think so. So we're not saying you're not innocent. So don't play that whole thing that now they're killing all the way down the road. All of that land is Africa. None of y'all belong there. Y'all could probably just understand it's a big thief from thief and it's making God laugh. So y'all go on with the whole story about whoever. But of course, we know that area down there, there are certain people as a vested interest. They want to build a city for the Messiah because he's coming to them and so on and so on. Of course, they have to have a holographic image before he even comes because they are not the children of Israel. All right. But you're learning here, people, because, of course, it's City Sunday. This is your Sunday, and we examine things here. So I know to the wonderful studio audience who is here listening with me, I want to take part in the show. I invite you to do so at this time. So, Dr. Robinson, would you let me know who is there and would like to take part and see what's happening as we open the mics?
Okay. At this time? Norman is there as well to talk about the healing water, you know, as well.
Okay, we also have another guest to share with us about water, and I do understand that there will be some freebies given away, you know, just in time for our New Year. So we'll let that guest speak as well, and then we'll join in with our part of the conversation for the evening.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Norman Hargrove?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're on with Ms. Sadie Gomez and to speak about the water itself and the whole process.
Okay. Hi, Ms. Sadie. How are you doing? And
I'm
doing fine. I want to say hello to everybody that's out in the audience today. You are in for a real treat. And I'm just telling you, well, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Norman Hargrove. Most people call me Herb Master. And I've been around the industry of helping people for a very long time, close to some 50 years. And I have never seen anything as exciting as this water giveaway. And let me tell you what is so special about this water, okay, because I missed a lot of opportunities, and with times being the way they are today, I can't afford, I can't let me and my family miss any more opportunities, especially of this magnitude. So I want to talk about how this all come about. I know you guys are familiar with a product. You can find it almost in every convenience store. You can find it at all of the truck stops. It's called 5-Hour Energy. It's a little shot bottle that you can down, and it'll give you all kind of energy. I know those things like to crash and all that on you. But I just want to tell you that the owner and the inventor of the product or the technology that bought this water to the fore is a person that, you know, most people know. They may not know him by name, but they know the product that he made billions and billions of dollars on. That's called 5-Hour Energy, guys. And what he did, he is also the inventor of a freestanding bicycle that can generate electricity. You can plug your phone into it. You can plug devices in it. And, guys, you paddle it in place, and it would generate electricity. That's who this guy is. He's an inventor. He lives in this country, but apparently he has a name that I cannot pronounce, guys. But I suspect that he is somewhere from around India or Bangladesh or one of those countries, guys. But nonetheless, he wants to give back to the community in a very large way, guys. I'm talking about tens of millions of dollars that he is coming out of pocket to give everybody this water absolutely free, no shipping. He pays everything, guys. So let me tell you what's so special and what's so exciting about this water. First of all, this water is water that comes directly out of the ocean, and the device that he created can turn this ocean water into fresh drinking water. In fact, he bought 25 acres of property in Michigan. He built several buildings on it for research and development. And, guys, he can develop anything, okay? But one of the things that he did develop was this device, turning salt water or ocean water into fresh drinking water. So right off the bat, guys, he solved the problem for the world, for presenting the world with drinking water, because we have a shortage of water. And he did so in an economical way. Before they invented it, other companies in the military invented ways to make this water available, guys. It was not where you can afford it. But right now, guys, you can afford it in an economical way, okay? And he wants, like I mentioned earlier, he wants to give back to the community. So once they developed this device, guys, they ran into some accidental technology. And that technology is the fact that this water, once it made it into drinking water, that water was so pure. In fact, it was 999.99% pure, to the fact that even hospitals use it in the operating room setting to irrigate their patients for operations. That's how clean and that's how pure this water is. But the accidental technology is that it created water that was deionized. See, a lot of people talk about ionized water, and ionized water is not really good for you because it's not easily absorbed into the system. Well, guess what, guys? This water is. It goes directly into the cells, and it has things. They added some things to the water, guys, like lemon. Everybody loves lemon, right? They added some amino acids, some electrolytes, and some, I'm trying to think of the other thing, guys, minerals to the water that made it, when it go into the cells, immediately that is absorbed into the cell. That's what deionization does. It's absorbed by everything. And, guys, it ain't the amount of water that you're drinking. It's how much you absorb. That's the key. And that is the problem medically with a lot of people. And let me just back up for a minute. I want to tell you that 99.9% of all diseases are a direct correlation of hydration. And I want you to remember that. In fact, I'm going to say it again, guys, because I've been saying this for a very long time. You know, when you drink all this water, it doesn't enter your cells. It goes through you, and all you do is run back and forth to the bathroom. And that is one of the problems, guys, with diabetics. They're scared to drink anything when they leave the house is because all they want to do is pee all the time, and they hope that event don't come upon them when they're out and about and can't get to a bathroom. But guess what, guys? You can drink. This comes in a can now. It comes in a 12-ounce can. And they're going to give you a case, 24 cans of sweetened and 12 cans of non-sweetened water so that you can test out to see which one you like. Both of them are effective. They're gluten-free. They don't have any sodium in it, guys. It's a lot of things about this water. Like I said, no sweetener, no sugar. None of that is in the water. It is 100% absorbable drinking water, and that's going to solve the world's problem, guys. It's going to also solve the problem for many diseases that we see out there. For example, it is now being made public that high sugar levels, I don't want to say the name, guys, you know what I'm talking about, high sugar levels are directly related to not getting enough hydration. So when you start hydrating the cells, well, guess what happens, guys? Those sugar levels start to come down naturally. Those pressure issues start to be resolved because that's also tied into a lack of hydration. See, you're talking about a water that goes directly into the cells, guys. You don't need much of that. you know, that myth talking about where you have to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water or it's good to do that, to keep, that's not true, guys. That's based on poor hydration. And one of the phenomenal things about true hydration water is that a can or two is good for you all day long. You can't jump up and down and feel this twirling around in your belly like bottled water. Or I hope to goodness y'all not drinking tap water because it has all kind of chemicals, you know, things like chloride, and then somebody's medicine from next door that they cannot get out the water, guys. This don't have any of that in it. It's pure water, 999% pure, and that's what you want your kids to drink. That's what you want to drink, guys, because it has so many health benefits. I'm hearing people's blood pressure come down. I'm hearing that they have pain, and while they're drinking the can, the headaches go away. The knee pain and shoulder pain goes away. That's because of a lack of hydration. I like to bring on a person right now. I did. It just started, guys. It's about a month old, and they're going to open their doors for business. So I want you to think about positioning yourself. Because if you don't position yourself, guys, you'll never be able to say that you did not have the chance. And you know what? First means first. First don't mean second, guys. So I want you to think, I want you to think all over the world. We're going worldwide. We started in the United States of America. Everybody that you know that's 18 years or older can have a free case. That's what this guy even paying the shipping of this amazing water. So I don't know if Baba knows, Xavier Baba knows is there, but I want him to come on and give his testimony about when he started drinking the water here a week or so ago. Baba knows, are you there? Xavier, are you there?
What's his number?
His number is, oh God, I got to look at my phone to tell you what his number is. But he's from Texas. I got to look at my phone, sir, to tell you what that is. I always call him.
I think 843.
No, it's not 843. He lives in Texas. So
yeah, Texas.
You got to click one. Click one to open up your mic, Babino.
Yeah, we got to figure out which 409.
It might be 409, yes.
Yeah. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Could you go ahead and give your quick testimony about what the water has done for you so far?
Yes, I've been involved with it about maybe just having my water about maybe a week and a half now, and I just like to share that my first 2 days. And, you know, we had that little holiday going on, so I hate to say that. I know y'all going to strangle me for that, but I had cornbread dressing, rice dressing, yams and potato salad and all kind of pudding and all that. And I just know my sugar was going to be off the roof. So, but I said, something said, go check your sugar just to see. I went there. I thought I drunk the water and everything. My sugar was 135.
Wow.
After I ate all that, I said, my goodness, this stuff is working that bad. Give me some more of this. So I'm just excited about what it's doing. Like I said, it's too early to really tell everything, but I did notice that about the water. And one more last thing, it also gives me the energy. I was able to go out and cut my grass and everything. And I've never been able to do that, man, for a while since I had that foot drop. But thank God for you all, and I appreciate being here today and sharing my little testimony. God bless.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Barbino. Thank you so much. I will tell you this, guys. He is well on his way to getting rid of his pressure or his sugar issues, period. And, guys, I can tell you, I'm also a person, a victim of a lie. that the pancreas is involved, guys, I will tell you what, it's directly related to a lack of good hydration. So drinking enough water don't really mean nothing, guys, for you who jog and exercise and just drink a lot of water in general, guys. If it's not getting into your cells, then what good is it? So you want to be drinking the right type of water, and that's exactly what this gentleman has done. He has solved so many health problems, even heart disease and headaches, and all that is directly related to a lack of good hydration. A constipation, all that. If it's not getting into the cells, then the metabolic processes that your body needs to complete, it can't never do it without the proper hydration. And now we have it, guys. And he is giving a case of this water free to everyone that wants it, as long as they're over 18. It's all right to give it to your children, your pets. They need hydration too. Adults, seniors, everybody can drink this incredible water. And I want you guys to keep in mind that it's here in the United States at first. But, guys, this is the Caribbean Islands is next. Canada, I got to find out. But the whole world, this water is going to go worldwide. And that's why I said positioning yourself is of utmost importance. Brother Ron. Dr. Ron, I want you to ask some questions. I'm excited. I've never seen anything with an impact medically than this water here, True Hydration. And all information will be sent to your cell phone once you call Brother Ron to sign up. To become a partner with this company is absolutely free. Not only is the water free right now, but, guys, if you want to position yourself, it is absolutely free. So, Brother Ron, I'm excited, brother.
Amen, amen. 205-396. Your mic is open. 205-396. Your mic is open. Hello? 205-396.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sitting up here ordering water. Could you please just mute me? I was just going to help Norman out, and he was looking for Babino.
Ma'am, I didn't hear what you were saying, ma'am. I'm sorry.
409-71.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
409-781. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself. 205-742. Your mic is open. 205-742.
Yes, yes. I'm here. Yeah, I've been listening to what Mr. Norman is putting out there. Me and him talked previously, and I'm on board. We done got signed up, but I'm having problems with my link, Dr. Ron. It's not allowing me to load up into my back office for some reason, though.
Okay.
Okay, I want to address that real quick, Dr. Ron.
You got a full house right now.
Okay, go
back?
Right ahead. Go ahead.
We can tend to that later. We can tend to that later. We'll get it on the after call.
646-702, your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm really blown out about this water. This is Frank in Brooklyn, New York.
Welcome to
Frank.
I have a you know, Frank.
Is Sadie?
Yes, it's Sadie.
Hey, Sadie, all right. Good to talk to you. And I'm listening to this fantastic presentation, and all I can say is, wow, you know what I mean? It's like the coming of this type of water can solve so many problems in the world. And also the opportunity to first get in and be a sponsor of other things is fantastic. I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm just blown out. I'm about to touch the ceiling right now with my hands. I got a high ceiling. So that's how I felt.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Frank, because as you said, a wonderful opportunity, and I'm happy that you're so exhilarated about it. I myself was happy with the presentation. I just wanted the speaker to elaborate a little more on how do we get the free water, and please state what we have to do if that we first have to join in, and what is the procedure. So give us a little more on how we get into this business.
Okay. We will not open our doors until April the 19th. Everybody would have a free website. Right now, to get the water, what I need you guys to do is to send Ron Robinson, Dr. Robinson, your name, your telephone number, your physical address, so that we can mail it out to you, your email address. I hope you guys are writing this down. I'll go over it again. And the company wants to know whether they're dealing with an adult or a child. So we need your date of birth, and that's all we need. Let me repeat that again. Your name, your telephone number, your physical address. We need your email address and your birthday. And, guys, you can get a whole case of 24 cans of this water absolutely free. They're giving it away. They know that it gives people a feeling of well-being, and it's bringing down several things in the balance, guys. You will definitely come back. And with you having that knowledge, please position yourself, because you won't be able to recognize this radio show after a while. A month or so in, it'll become unrecognizable, because by then we'll have all the testimonies that it's working, and they'll want to know where they can get more, and they can go right to their free site and get that water. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, sir. I would say that if people want to get their information to me, you can text it to 518-866-7605. 518-866-7605. Text your name, your email address, your home address, your date of birth, your telephone number. And I would put all the information together and send it out to the corporate office, and they will ship out two cases of 24 cans of the water. 24 cases, two cases with 24 bottles of cans of the water. They will ship it to your home. So just send that information, text that information to that number, 518-866-7605. Your name, your email address, your home address, your telephone number, and your date of birth. And I will have them ship the water to your home. Okay. So we got
912-516, your line is open.
Yeah, we can hear something in the background. 912-596. Okay, 646-991. Your mic is open.
646-991. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. My name is Armandine Jackson, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Wonderful. Welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was a wonderful presentation, Norman. Yeah, I learned a lot
Thank
from
you.
That.
And yeah, we're just getting started.
Yeah, Norman, I must ask you to present for me one day.
Yes, anytime. Anytime I'm ready to help every one of you guys on the line, all you got to do is call me at 912-655-7808, 912-655-7808, or call me anytime. I help Dr. Robinson. So if you want to know more about it, give me a call. I'll do Zooms for you. I mean, or I would do calls for you. I'm not a techie person for Zoom, but guess what, guys? If you need me to talk to anybody about this for you in your behalf, I'll be able to do so and then forward that person on to the inviter, which right now is Dr. Ron. But if you are a separate inviter, I would do that for you too. I'm excited. This water is going worldwide. If you're thinking about positioning yourself to take care of your family, to take care of your friends, to take care of your neighborhoods, guys, right now, send your information to Dr. Robinson. Dr. Robinson, you want to give your number out one more time, my friend?
You can text all the information to 518-866-7605. And all I'm doing, people, is making sure that you get the water shipped to your home so that you can use it and you can feel better. And after you use it and you want to continue, then the other process, you'll get your, you know, the other process, you can go forward after that. So if you just want to get the delivery of get a case of the water for a sample, is 518-866-7605. Send your information in, your name, your email address, your home address, your date of birth, and your telephone number. And I shall send over to the corporate office, and they shall have the distribution center send out the water to you. You get two cases of water, 24 cans of each, and you'll get sweetened and unsweetened. Thank you so much.
I like the fact that they are willing to give this out free for us to really test it, you know, properly, without any obligation, you know. Good.
That is correct. That is correct. And we got some background noise. And if you can hit star 6 and mute your telephone to mute out, we can have a nice clean call. It would certainly be a free. Your water has already been ordered, ma'am. So you don't have nothing to worry about. When the 19th, when they launch their company, you guys who want to be who want to make some money will be able to sign up as a partner absolutely free, guys. There's no monthly fees. There's nothing. All you got to do is share this information, and you get a website that will order all of these people's water around the world. It doesn't matter where they're going to live. We're going worldwide. I'm excited. How many opportunities do you get like this, guys, out there to something this important? You know, water is one of the most important elements we got out there. 75% of the globe is of water, and we can turn salt water, ocean water, into fresh drinking water so pure that hospitals are using it. And because of its deionization, guys, it absorbs right into your body and help your body to do what it needs to do to stay healthy. Any questions?
No, I see we have Dr. Robinson, some people in the queue. Let's open up the mic and welcome 646-702 to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, 912-596. Your mic is open also. 618-955. I want to open the mic of 618-960.
Yes. Hi, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
A special welcome to this
time.
And a happy birthday and a happy birthday. You might want to
Thank you. I kind of tuned in at the last minute, but I just want to send peace and blessings your way and to everyone who is on the line, and to prepare yourself for this energetic week.
Well, definitely, because we touched upon that before, you know, we had a wonderful gentleman talking about water and different things, but our topic for this evening, we spoke of the earthquake of Friday that came about around 10:23 Friday morning, much of unaware to most people, and of course, we're looking forward to the big event tomorrow, whereby we have the solar eclipse, and of course, a change within energy. So give us a little take it. I know today you're strong, or what? Thanking you for another time around the sun.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
and
my
once again,
I say 991, your mic is open.
Once again, I just want to say that anybody wants some of the water, the healthy water to help you with your illnesses and your sicknesses, please text your name, your email address, your home address, your telephone number, and your and your date of birth. Your name, your address, your email address, your telephone number, and your date of birth. Text it to 518-866-7605. 518-866-7605. 518-866-7605. And I'll make sure that the corporate office gets your information. And this great healing water, you will get delivered to you. Norman, I guess if you guys want something else to say, I guess.
No, you are absolutely right. First of all, I wanted to say that somebody is very rude in that they won't star six their phone so we can have a clean call. Could you please star six your phone? There ain't a whole lot of opportunities that has happened for the average person. Guys, we have had Microsoft in the late 70s. They made 2,400 millionaires by the next morning. When it finally launched, we had Yahoo and Food Lion and different Amazon, different companies like that, guys. Well, we missed
Mr. Norman, I'll give you 3 more minutes to round up on this production because we have our show and we have our topic. So I did give you a chance to introduce yourself and to give us this program about water. But I'm giving you 3 more minutes and for us to continue within our show. We're so happy to have you on the air. And here we are with Mr. Norman giving us an opportunity about business and about smart water. And he'll have a few more minutes, Mr. Norman, and then we'll have you off the air. We have our guests to continue our regular program.
But thank you so much, my sister. I just wanted to say the opportunity and the time is now, guys. You know, just do whatever you need. Send Brother Ron your information. If you are invited by someone else, other than Ron, then get back with the person that invited you to this platform, and they will get you going. More than likely, your water has already been ordered, and I want to thank the sister for giving me a time frame. I do thank you for allowing me to come on this platform, and guys, we will be back We're going to be on the radio at least 4 times a week, and then you have a place to send your guests. Thank you. I will alert you as to when the next call is, me or Brother Ron. Thank you.
Thank you again, Mr. Norman, for coming on. Of course, you know, on this side of town, we have our Sunday program. We have our Sunday news. We have our guests. We take part. It's your show as well. And what we are talking about this Sunday evening, we understand that we did have an earthquake. Some people felt it. It was on Friday around 10:23. And now we are actually waiting for a solar eclipse. We are waiting patiently. We don't know what is going to come about. But as for those who are listening at the top of the hour, we spoke about the fact that it's become necessary for some counties to put in place an emergency alert, whereby at that period we are going into a state of emergency. I see we have a lot of people for us this evening, a lot of to join them. So we're going to open the mics of our guest, Dr. Robinson. You please do so and let us know what's happening. That our
okay. So we have 868-369. We have 646-991, 912-59586. All mics are open now.
I see we also have 868-369. Your mic is open. Welcome to the show.
Yes,
I'm leaving now.
This is what it's
bye-bye.
Got. Turn it out.
Okay, greetings, my brother. I thank you so much for getting on the show. We have our guest. It's my countryman from Trinidad and Tobago. We celebrate in the air. This is an artist from Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes.
Have some music that is going to soon be played within our intermission time concerning matters of Ethiopia. So that we will look forward to. Brother, we thank you for coming on and welcome.
Give thanks. All the listeners and everyone. All the presenters this time. Well, my name is Wadi Jadi. I'm a drummer. I am an artist from the 70s. Used to live in Canada. Used to live in America. Now I reside in Trinidad and Tobago. Still making music and still releasing music. Yeah? Yes, and I hope that the message touch the heart and the mind of the listener. Blessed love.
Wonderful, my brother. Wonderful to have you. Let's take another our studio audience. Eight three two seven four six. Welcome to the show. You can open your mic. Call a
912-655-832-746. Your mic is open.
Well, we are here. We're waiting for you to join in. We have a lot in the studio audience. We're just waiting to join in so you can take part.
Eight three two seven four six. You got to talk a little louder.
Okay, it seems that we are unable to get some people coming across not so loud and clear. Well, we'd like to welcome everyone to the show. You know, we had a speaker giving us information on water and the business that we can get into as well with water, and also promise to have a case shipped freely to our home, so that we would look forward to, and of course joining the business. We have a number where we contact Dr. Robinson at 518-866-7605. He will give us the information. He's asking that you send in your name, your email address, your telephone number, your physical address, and your date of birth. So they are interested in that as well. On this evening, we speak about the fact that we did have an earthquake, and we do looking forward to a solar eclipse as well. You know, some of our callers that were here were in time to hear of the wonderful offers that was made for the project with the water, which we're going to learn more of as we bring our speaker on again at another time. But here we are on a Sunday evening having our program, and we want to open the mics of everyone who's here now. We want to start back over like 646-702. Your mic is open.
Oh, let me see.
All right, I guess we have a little very much relaxed callers. Our station makes people very, very relaxed. So let's go on as we continue. That's what I'm saying. What do you want to add this evening, Dr. Robinson?
You can mute him.
Some background noise.
Yeah, he's sleep. He's sleep. You need to mute him.
Yeah. We have someone sleeping, but all mics are open. Please join in conversation. Can you take on the mic? All right.
I'm trying to see who that is.
Sound like Mr. Frank.
What number is
someone
it? What number is it?
You know what the number of. All right. Sound like we got him now.
Go right ahead, Sister Sadie.
I think that person was so relaxed with our conversation and having such a good time. They have not received that healthy water yet, but it puts you to sleep. I just like very talk about the water. I have to do the very good product. You don't have to take any melatonin. It makes you sleep good at night. It's a good ad for the water. But we want for those who are here to join in conversation and to weigh in on the fact that we are having an eclipse tomorrow, and we are looking forward very much to what's happening with this eclipse and the fact that special emergency are put in place as if there's a grand event going to take place. It's only 4 minutes. But we look forward to what is happening. So those of us who are here, let me know what you think of the eclipse and how have you prepared for it for tomorrow.
Well, I'll chime in. I just want to add on a quick question that since Vladimir Putin presented the black Jesus, what type of feedback is we getting out there from the black people? I ain't worried about what white folks saying. We already know what they sponsor is. Anybody could give any kind of feedback on what is the black leadership and everything squeaky quiet, or everybody shocked, scared, or what's going on with that thing? What y'all hearing out there with that?
Well, what I want to add for what I'm hearing, because I'm paying attention to really the youth of Africa, which I'm affiliated with in three different sort of ways. I have people from South Africa, Zimbabwe, and people from Ghana. And what I'm seeing with the black young Africans within the 20-something to 30-somethings, they are very, very, very happy about this information. And what they have decided, they have taken action almost right away. In terms of, there's a young black lady, she's about 25 to 30 years old. She said she have gone to the Mormon churches and told them that she's no longer coming back there because they lied. So I took I found she was quite brave, because there's a lot of Mormon churches in Africa, and they're using young people. Sometimes you see the young people come around to invite to the church. Even right here in this country, I have been invited to church from the Mormon people. They come around so happy, smiling. But the black young people are telling you, when they heard that news, that was the last day they were going to the Mormon churches. So that was a change. With the black people in America, perhaps, I'm not too sure how the churches will be going on, because only person I know who was willing to talk that was Geno Jennings, which I'm proud of, because he can now feel a little support, because no black pastors was going around publicly saying it on that large scale, you know, except Geno Jennings was trying to tell people all along who the Hebrew Israelites were, but he had not much support. So now I feel very happy for Geno Jennings. Hope that answered your question.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear. I just wanted to see what type of feedback that we were getting. So far in my area, it's pretty much squeaky quiet. I haven't heard nothing. And in my sojourn for the day, I bumped into a Jehovah Witness, and I presented to him. And I know he was one of the main leaders that's pushing Jehovah Witness. And I've sprung the question on him, and his response was that he hadn't heard anything about it. So that some of us are not what you call tech savvy or into what I call the social media. So he was an elder guy. He was an elder guy, so he might not be social savvy where he understand. And so, because I know the network, NBC, CNN, CBS, all the main network won't touch it they won't touch it with a long handle spoon, if anybody understand what I'm saying. So we ain't heard none of the major networks mention nothing about it. And ain't that suspicious? Ain't that very suspicious that they would not mention nothing?
It's not something.
Ain't that something? And this is major news. This
I am
saying,
Mom is the word.
Hey. Hello again. This is Frank in Brooklyn.
Of course. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, right. Loud and clear.
Well, I looked at the Putin library, or the museum that he set up. I think it was just to what do you call it? You know, like embarrass the United States, really. You know, with their slavery, and then he embarrassed a lot of the Europeans, because they were not the original Israelites. The original Israelites are black. I mean, you can't change that. It's just a fact. And that's what Putin, his museum shows that. He has pictures of the original Israelites. And I think it's fantastic. I really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a shame that it has to come from a source like that, because nobody is paying attention to it. You know, it should be on CBS and NBC and ABC, and everything. But they will never put it on the media, the United States media. We know that. We know that. And you have to find it on the internet. So you have to school yourself. You know what I'm saying? And the, you know, what's happening in Israel. Look, I supported Israel for a long time until Mr. Ben Houghton, I can't think of his name, but the leader of Israel decided to destroy Gaza.
Netanyahu.
That's a crime. That's a crime. And he's got to lean up, because that's the sign of insanity to do something like that. Over 40,000 people, lives destroyed, and it's continuing. I don't understand it, don't like it, and that's it. That's what I have to say.
Total agreement with you, Mr. Frank. As we speak truth on this side of town, it's a definite, painful look when you see women and children who are innocently being killed, murdered, and martyred under the name of "I am looking for five Hamas guys," and you've killed 10,000 women and children. It doesn't make any sense at all. It really doesn't, seeing that we know that the Chaldeans have a different agenda for why they want that part of the Gaza. That land does not belong to them. Lord knows they are fighting and killing us crazy. But they do have a reason that they want that land. As we speak some truths, we have to understand that a red heifer was indeed sacrificed last week or so, 2 weeks ago, we brought it on the show, whereby they believe it's that coming of the Christ. And he's coming to them, the Messiah, which is going to born from and coming to the Jerusalem and the new Jerusalem that they are building in the Gaza. That's why they're killing all those people and getting them off of there. And soon they'll have a beautiful city, and they'll all go down there and wait for the Christ. So here you hear it first, and you know what we are talking about. So this is the reason for all the senseless killing. Totally does make sense. And, of course, you know, the real people of the Bible, the real true Hebrew Israelites, the chosen people of God, are the black people. Very hard to digest, very hard to swallow, but whether you like it or not, this is history. Putin opened his libraries. He opened his vaults of things that were written 400 years ago or more. And just
Yes, you're right.
At that time in Europe, all of Europe knew this information. It was not a mystery.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. Now, a lot of people aren't even, you know, not aware that we ran Europe for 800 years. So I don't know. I mean, come on. You know, all of these castles all over Europe were not built by Europeans. Were built by Africans, but they don't want. They would never say it, but that's a fact. So I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I am
you
happy
don't
that
get credit for nothing.
I am happy this time has come.
Say again, say.
I am happy this time has come, because never before has a world leader or anybody sitting in such high, you know, holding such high courts, which is still a precedent within this world, have came out and supported the black people the way Putin has. And Putin has declared also in a video, he say, as of this day, me and my country, we serve the black Jesus. So Putin is telling you right away, we do not bow down to that white blue eye, blonde hair man, Caesar Borgia, who's an actual man, which was probably Da Vinci's lover. See, he's telling you right away he do not bow down there. He's telling you he know the black right and who he really was and the importance of the black people. That is why Russia never went into slavery. They understood who the black people was. And also, Russia had once told American government, that's why Russia, they hate Russia so much. He said the only reason America is doing so well is because they're holding gold jewels in their hands. And with all this talk about nigger this and nigger that, if the black people decide to repatriate, you will see how fast they're going to send a boat to get you back and bring you back here. Because the black people, God's people who are blessed, is why this country is blessed. You remove God's treasure from this country, Putin is telling you, you have nothing. Your country is going to fall into shambles. And that's why they hate Putin. So that's there
fantastic.
We go.
That's a great history lesson. You know, I mean, that's very well said. Very well said. Oh, that's what we need. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I am not a racist. I don't care about color. But a fact is a fact. Okay, there it is. Simple as that. A fact is a fact. You can't change it. You can't distort it. Truth is truth. I don't care how many times you try to drown it. Truth will always raise its head and say, here I am. Truth. That's it.
That's it. And, of course, we know the truth will set us free. And in all
that's
truth.
Right.
And in
you're
all
right.
truth. We don't matter, as you said, you know, Mr. Frank, which I'm so happy you came on the show this evening. It's a case whereby even if you try to mush the truth, you try you paint it a different color, you dress it differently, one day someone is going to come out with the truth. And then the lie, you will now need another lie to cover that lie that you told. So right, because what is the white people going to tell their children? Because their children now, who are 15, 16 years, and they are very internet savvy and they're all into social media, they would have seen this information, and here they are going to ask their parents or their grandparents what it is or who it is this black man really was. And since they do not go to court and their children are there, it's going to be a battle in white households as to who is telling the truth, yes or no. But that's going to be their problem. You know, it's quite comical because I knew that one day when this happens, it's going to be the biggest laugh in town. It will be. And here we are. And we can laugh now because it's very comical. Who these people are and the lies they have told over the years. They have told the lies to their children, not to us, because we already knew the truth. Our parents told us the truth, but it was very difficult for us to express the truth, seeing that it was better for us to just keep quiet rather than to be beaten down in trying to defend who we really are. But most of us black people, we know the truth. Especially those coming from the Caribbean. Not to say that black Americans did not know the truth, but for most part, black Americans are not taught this in schools because Black History Month being 1 month, and then the few others who know, I don't know how much they share it around, so that the white Jesus stayed on the walls in houses for quite a long time, maybe even up until today. But there was a time in the Caribbean, maybe about 20 or 30 years ago, that was torn down. So here we are, and this is where we are standing. So it's Sunday evening. It's Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated coming to you, of course, live in the live. It's always on a Sunday where we bring the truth. We talk about the news. We talk about what's happening. And, of course, we let our studio audience give us their feedback. What's going on? How they feel? What's going on in your mind? Because it's your show as well. And you know it's our slice of the news. So welcome. Let's see what you think.
Very well said.
Yes, Mr. Frank, you're hanging out tonight. So what do you think of the eclipse of tomorrow, Mr. Frank?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. What did you say?
The eclipse for tomorrow. Tomorrow there's a solar eclipse taking place whereby the moon is going to pass between the sun and the earth, and it's going to block off the sun for 4 minutes.
Right. I don't know. You know, I don't have my glasses, so I don't know what to do. No glasses. So I'm going to have to hide from it. I have to depend on the 7 o'clock news or something.
We have the queen herself, Queen Babisi, is on. We have Dr. Wen Guan is on, the curator, the originator. And that put it all together. Let's give a nice hand. Welcome to the studio.
All right.
It's Maggie.
Well, welcome to the show, Doctor.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. It's here listening in, getting ready for this solar eclipse I heard y'all talking about tomorrow. See what happens. See what's coming of it. Anyway, I just got here. Just listening in. Glad to be here. Continue going.
Okay, so, you know, you keep listening. It's a wonderful news, I believe we have the queen here with us as well, 646-363. Your mic is open.
Greetings, one and all.
Greetings, in the name of the Most High. Welcome.
Greetings. Forgive me, my niece is giving me some assistance to reconstruct my home because of the situation this past week, so... Unfortunately, I couldn't join before, but there's something called CERN, C-E-R-N. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It's also being launched tomorrow.
Very familiar. You know, this is a wise audience on the side. Very familiar. Queen?
Okay. So pretty much whatever they're about to launch internationally is really what they're preparing for when you hear them talking about this. Because in certain places of New York, they have already established a state of emergency. An eclipse is something that doesn't last for a very prolonged period of time. So it's all natural. There should be no reason to have a state of emergency. So when you are hearing that certain, I think it's NASA has declared a state of emergency for tomorrow, Arkansas, a couple of states as well. So, you know, just be on the lookout, you know, kind of protect your energy. If you have crystals and stuff, try to make good use of it. And understand that we are here at this time for a reason, and we are the ones to ensure that we fulfill those with minimum shake-up. You know, this is just a test of our resilience and a test of our fortitude. If we have it, we have it, and if we don't have it, we could probably cultivate some of it in the midst of what happens tomorrow. So it's an opportunity either which way, to show what you have, or if it's not to show what you have in terms of resilience, is to cultivate some resilience. So that's just the be all and end all of it.
Well, Queen, we thank you so very much in joining in, even if you know you come in with a short time, but it's great wisdom that you bring with you when you do come. So this is a great case, but the Queen is telling us if we have the fortitude, and I just want to break it down in some layman terms, she's saying simply when we see the things that is coming in the air, we better have some balls to stand up to what's going on, because NASA and CERN is about to experiment with our lives tomorrow, because they are sending 3 missiles into the region of the eclipse. This has never been done before. I am not sure why NASA is doing it. I don't know if any of the brilliant studio audience has a clue, but I know it's something quite unusual, so we have to expect unusual activities. Now, when we think of the moon and we think of lunar, it is quite in a correlation with lunacy. So we know emotions are going to run high, and basically, as I said in layman's terms, magic is going to be rampant upon the earth. Demons are jumping out simply because what they are really doing, they're opening a portal. They're opening a portal into which we should have no business staring into, because some demons were bound for a reason. And we, within our fragile human nature, and those of us who are not spiritually strong, which is a great percentage of the people that are upon the earth, and it is written, men's heart will faint for what they can see that are upon the earth. So here we are, entering again, as I said to you all earlier on as many times in the teachings, that we are entering into a new dispensation. A new dispensation in so much that we are going to actually feel the difference upon the earth after the teachings has passed. So I want us all to be very wise in our undertaking. As I told you all, but not jokingly, please anoint your doors, please say in prayer. It is nothing to go staring at the eclipse if you have no glasses, because as I understand, the ancient original people of this time, which would be the Indians who were here, they never stared at the eclipse. They said it was a spiritual time in which they all got together, stayed in their houses and prayed. So I'm just telling you, word to the wise, take a page from the Indians. They have been here. You know, it's their land. So now you hear the people say, oh, get the glasses and come out. I think I should be on my knees praying for humanity at my household, because I'm not sure what sin is about to do. Because within that darkness, men deeds are very evil. Men love the darkness because their deeds are evil. So that 4 minutes, as I was jokingly telling my brother, a whole diamond heist can just go down, because 4 minutes in the dark is quite a long time. People can get raped, killed, and murdered in that short space of time. I'm not coming out. I'm not afraid of anything. I have the Almighty. I am not afraid of anything. But I know it's a demonic time, and I'm not coming out for my energy to be sucked by those demons. I have to stayed days fasting and preparing myself that I may have a beautiful entry into the new dimension that we are about to enter, and may be well with all as we steer into the darkness, or for those of us who refuse not to stay into the darkness, but it's going to have quite a draining effect on our energy and on our emotions, particularly within the realms of madness. So when we see the crazy people and them going up a notch, we understand what happened. We have to have a more compassionate heart, understanding heart, knowing in fact we are heading into a time of zombie apocalypse. It's slowly heading there. It is not going to get better any time before it gets worse. Here I am. Here we are. So for my studio audience, would like to weigh in, what would you all like to say concerning this whole event? Mics are open.
Well, I do want to say that you can't train a horse on racing. So for the people who waited until this 99th hour, haven't been warned that this was forthcoming for so long. The fasting and the preparation should have already transpired.
This is great.
And in addition to it transpiring, it is going to, you know, it's also the end of Ramadan. So
Queen, you there or you dropped off? Well, I know she said it is the end of Ramadan. I don't know if she just dropped off. We're not hearing her, but I did. That's quite a thing to note. See, that is the end of Ramadan. It is the beginning of a new time, of which, you know, we spoke quite a lot tonight, and time and the effect of time and the actual time that we are in right now. And just to think that as we await such an event within such a time, you know, Queen, you did fall off for a while. I don't know if you want to continue, and you're back with us.
It blocked out, and it dropped the call. So pretty much it's...
You're back. We can hear you loud and clear. You're back.
Yeah. Pretty much it is that we just got to understand that this is the end of Ramadan, whatever mischief people are up to. They always try to find a reason to you know they're finding a reason to blame things at a certain time. So just understand that is that. Hi.
Well,
all right.
We know from what we have been hearing so far and for everything that we have learned as we have listened from Sunday to Sunday, we have spoken clearly about preparedness. Having at this time to be prepared, one should not be trying to run to the grocery now to get any sort of foodstuff or anything of the sort, seeing that you all had already gotten that information. You should have had your water in and your foodstuff. And when I felt that earthquake Friday or was aware of it, I was saying, my gosh, I hope those Sunday listeners had their water. Because strange enough, I was just out there, and I think about you, Queen, because I went to get myself some Avion and some proper water because you taught me the joy of drinking proper expensive water. So I said, in case the world is going to end, let me have some good drinking water, just as the Queen recommended I should have. So I was out there in all the excitement when we had that earthquake. So water is something I have. I'm hoping I will have enough in case there's an emergency. But better to be safe than to sorry. And, of course, preparedness is what we had preached on the side of tongue. So I hope you all have your flour, a little oil, a little rice, a little butter, but most, of course, water, since we cannot live without water. And just to think as well, while we spoke about water, we had a speaker come on tonight who talked about water. It was a very lengthy speech, and he did an extensive work and very much in what he was talking about. But basically, from the understanding, it's ocean water that is now drinkable water with a lot of, I guess, electrolytes and every other good thing to stimulate us and to go directly into our cells. He was very good in explaining why we should have this water. It's also a chance to do business as well. But this was a wonderful speaker we had on earlier on. We'll bring him back on the show again for the benefit of those who missed the opportunity to hear of this project. I was interested because I hear about water, and I love water, knowing water is life. We can live without certain things, but we cannot live without water. Seeing, I guess, if my biology is right, is it 67% of the human body is water, or is it 72%? But we are really, really...
That's the range.
All right, so here we go. So back to my studio and brilliant audience. Dr. Robinson, you've been quite quiet.
That's only because he has been telling me.
I'm listening. There's so many interesting things being said, and I'm listening. You have more callers, and it's very busy tonight. Very busy. A lot of callers. 971-917-734. Your mic is open.
They left you, Dr. Robinson. Dr. Robinson, they left you in the room.
How about that? 917-734. 917-734. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself.
You know, you can get Olabisi to sing for you with that one.
Okay, go ahead, Olabisi. Sing something.
Olabisi, they left in the room without closing the door.
You know, we make light of it and make fun of it.
you know. But the fact is, we have to get to a certain level, and the only way to get to those levels, it is through this, go through the storm. That's the only way. No smooth water don't make no good sailor. So the fact is, once you see the waters are too smooth, you know that sailor has not been challenged. So accept the challenges as they come, you know, as you were explaining about, you know, the lunar being the lunar being that force that is able to send people mad. I mean, if people understand that even in full moon, there is a protocol that there are extra police officers on the ground during the lunar cycle. Because there's a tendency for the lunar to make more lunatics is what happens when you have lunar season, you know? So, again, it's just a matter of preparing ourselves and being prepared for all eventualities. Surrendering that thing that we tend to do, we fight or flight. This is the season of fight or flight, and we either gonna embrace the situation and challenge ourselves to surrender our fear, understanding that when God is standing by your side, don't be afraid. This is when it becomes real and it becomes true, and it's not no longer a song. It is now a reality. This is what makes it real. You know, so it's a good challenge, and we should embrace it as such, as a good challenge. If we have been... and meditation, if we've been determined to not just go through the changes, to subject ourselves to challenges, we will see the benefits of that manifesting itself. We come out stronger on the other side. So that's really my take on it.
Well, I really appreciate your addition to this conversation, dear Queen. But there's something that is, you know, really tickling me in the back of my mind, and I really enjoy being the devil's advocate at this time. But I'm saying, my God, I hope it's not Nibiru, because if it's Nibiru, it's at least 23 minutes before the passing. So I just hope that with all that emergency, they're not letting Nibiru slip past us and not telling us, because, you know, that's a something that is out there in the atmosphere that must come into being as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, with all the big emergency and preparation and preparedness that the government seemingly having, I said, okay, in my mind, I'm trying to picture the moon in between the earth and the sun. I mean, the very thought of it moving is just getting me dizzy just right away. So to think with people who are not even spiritually grounded, it is a time whereby we have to brace ourselves almost for the effect it's going to have on people who does not have that spiritual grounding, because it's a time where we understand what grounding means, this idea of grounding oneself and not flying off the handles. So we would have in the time coming after the eclipse to watch for the behavioral patterns of certain individuals. I'm not going to say what is going to increase because I don't know, but there's something happening upon the earth right now. It's some real foolishness, I would say, but women are being punched in the face. Randomly, women are being punched in the face while they are walking the streets.
It only appears to be random because nobody wants to talk the truth. But people who have been around the block know fully well about MK Ultra. This is not nothing new to people who've been around the block. So while it may seem random to some, there are some who are fully aware that this is, there's no such thing as something being random.
Point taken. So we are seeing this seemingly random event, which of course, as the Queen explained, we know there are people under the influences of MK Ultra and are totally just puppets and can leave their houses and commit great crimes and come back home and realize they did not do it. Of course they didn't, because they're under these various programs, which is something we have to pay attention as well. So we are seeing this influx of crime where women are almost afraid to come outside and walk by themselves. This is happening.
Be mindful to say that that's the narrative, because I don't think you know of five women who could tell you that they're scared to go outside.
Well, as we say, that is in fact the narrative, because, you know, the 6 o'clock news have to give you something so that you can continue looking and see what's happening. So this
you
is
have,
a
you have 929-586 as well.
Okay. 929-586, welcome to the show. We're coming close to the top of the hour, but we're always happy to have you get in. We are talking about the earthquake, and we are talking about the coming solar eclipse tomorrow. So join in with us. Welcome.
And before 929, give me one moment. I want people to Google, when they get a moment, how many earthquakes there have been this past week from, let's say, from the 30th. There has practically been an earthquake every single day in different parts, California, Taiwan. I mean, go Google. Google will tell you the truth, because it's there. Go ahead, 929. My apologies for squeezing in on your time.
We have enough room, sis. Don't worry. 929, your sister took a minute of your time. Go ahead. Okay, so 929 is not doing radio time right now, because, you know, a 1 minute lapse feels like 5 minutes, and 5 minutes can be 5 days. So we are going and we are looking at what is happening upon the earth and what could possibly happening. We know the world has been preparedness, as we have prepared ourselves. The only thing we can do right now is to watch and wait. That's, and of course, to pray. Shall we? Shall we stay in prayer? Shall it be a prayerful time? Shall it be a time of elevation for us within the spirit? Shall it be a time where we know what is at the bottom going to come to the top? What's at the top will have to go to the bottom. That's the time, the sign of things. It's a shift within earth dimension. And I pray that a little more financial shift into my pocket, because if that's a shift, let something fall into the pockets of those who don't have, so that we can feel the real shift. So we see where a shift of destruction for those who are on top. We see P. Daddy, P. Daddy or P. Diddy, because I hear they call him Daddy now. is having a story. His money is slowly diminishing with the lawyers, so we know he wouldn't have all that money just now. So that's a shifting thing. We know, of course, when his money drains out, the most he can do is commit suicide. But you know, you heard it on the Sunday show. You all will wait out as you all go along, and you all will see. But let's, of course, do the eclipse first of all, and then we'll take care of the other things that are happening. We have so much time for those other vulgarities. But we know certain things would go into place. We are here. We are looking at educating ourselves as to whether this eclipse is real, yes or not. God has given us time and opportunities, but we are seeing there's a wicked entity called CERN, which manipulates the weather. And today I said, my God, CERN took a day off because there were such blue skies and white cumulus clouds, just as we learned when we sat down in college. I said, my God, I have not seen these clouds since I studied these clouds. I even forgot the word cumulus. But I said, my goodness, I was so happy today. I came out, I walked under the clouds, and I felt so happy. But when CERN ready and those planes go up in the air and they start chemtrailing, all we can see is the white streaks coming across the sky, and then, of course, everything become gray because we know that those reptilians cannot handle the sun. They're simply trying to block out the sun because they cannot handle it. And, oh, yeah, they're among us because you think Zuckerberg and them can just go take a sun bath? Oh, no, it's not possible. They're unable to do so. So, therefore, they would like to block out the sun. But for us who walk under God green earth with melanated skin, we love the sun. So we hope that everyone who came outside today got a chance to walk in the sun. It was quite eerie. I said, my God, why today things so beautiful? I hope nothing bad is happening tomorrow because it's always that kind of calm before the storm. So I just went out there and let the sun shine upon my beauty, and I said, my goodness, Father, thank you for one more day in your glory. I really hope I can make it through the eclipse because I am really, really kind of wondering, is it that they have done something? Because I know the moon is just going to go around and pass in between the sun and the earth. I mean, that's something that happens for hundreds of years. But now they want to send something into the moon, and here the excuse they have to test the temperature. But they already told us the temperature is going to drop 10 degrees when that happens. So we're going to test again. I don't trust you all, people. But then we have to just watch and wait. And of course, we are watching, we are waiting, and we are listening simply because, you know, next week Sunday, if we are up and running, oh my God, I don't know, we keep our fingers crossed, that we will definitely be dropping some tea as to what is happening or what has happened after the eclipse. But as I warn you all, oh no, I didn't really warn you all, but I greeted you all earlier until the top of the hour for those who are not here. I must say a very happy new year to you all because it's a new year and we are entering into a new dispensation, a new dimension. And I hope you leave old things behind, all things pass away, new things are coming. And that is the kind of newness and refreshment of mind that we have to think about. When we hear of old things pass away, it is a case of old things pass away. We are entering into a new time, a new dispensation. It is a spiritual time. It is one whereby nothing can happen until you pray. It is one by whereby you're so frightened, you're going to pray. One by you're so happy, you're going to pray. And prayer is going to come as our lunch, our dinner, our breakfast. Because just when you thought you was going to ignore God, he said, oh, you want to ignore me? Or you want to go on without me? Watch this one. Because we are not able to handle anything that's coming upon the earth coming from tomorrow. We are not able to handle it. Not with our regular human self. Because the things that are coming upon the earth after they open that portal, which is that big dark hole that is going to come, whereby man is going to stare at such mystery. Oh my God, look at the moon, it disappeared, the sun, the moon knock out the sun. It is really the dying of the sun, for more mystical terms, and for people who understand mysteries, it is the highest occult hour ever for such a thing to take place. So the wicked is having a time of their lives, which is a coming outside, and a lot of dark demonic activities is going to take place within that dark demonic hour. But for those of us who know and understand, we'll be staying in prayer to keep the earth balanced. So we know and we understand these things. Do not, if possible, stare into it. Try to understand what we are going through. As I said, I hope it's not Nibiru, because it will not be 5 minutes, people. It's going to be more like 23. I don't know if we're ready for the 23 minutes. I don't even know if I'm ready for five, but I'll try and handle it all the same. To my wonderful studio audience who's always listening, I know you all are prepared. Wipe your doors, mark your doors, stay in prayer. We have a few minutes as we race into the top of the hour. I give you a chance to join in for a little while. Your mics are open. Dr. Robinson, you've been quite quiet, and Dr. Winborn, you've been quite quiet. Any anticipations to
come? You're at the paralysis now. You're at the end. You're at the end right now. We have a couple more minutes.
Okay, so all right, I'm just going to ride it through. So we're coming to very close to the top of the hour for the show. You were the wonderful audience sat and suffered me for almost 2 hours. We learn, we share, we exchange. I want to thank the wonderful guest, Mr. Neil, for coming on and telling us about water, which a chance to have business, to have a product that is very, very good. There was someone came on and gave a testimony. I was unable to catch his name, so I don't want to call out the wrong person's name. To let us know the benefit of this water. I do understand from listening that it can aid within a diabetic situation, which part you know the blood sugar level is high, or for us black people, we end up too sweet. So you talk about something like that, which is, diabetes, a condition which a lot of black people suffer since that our diet is so much starch, and we need to pay more attention, really, really, our vitamin B's, which would really help balance out what goes on. But it's not a night for health and lecture, although we do everything here. We pray, we do health, we do everything on the side. But really, now, we had a great show. We spoke about the fact that it was an earthquake and there were small tremors first after. But now we are looking forward to the eclipse that's coming our way. There's nothing we can do about it. It's nature. It's coming fast. It's coming furious. It's mysterious. We hope we'll make it true for next Sunday. Let me know that you're alive and well when you...
Yes, hello.
Settle down.